You're with KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. This summer, City Arts Magazine did a cover story on Seattle's Larry Mizell Jr. The story put Mizell at the center of what the author called a black renaissance in Seattle. Mizell hosted Street Sounds, the weekly hip-hop show on KEXP. He wrote the column My Philosophy for The Stranger. He was in local bands like Cancer Rising and Don't Talk to the Cops. After 25 years in Seattle, Mizell has left for Los Angeles. He says Seattle wasn't giving him what he needed anymore.
Yeah, I felt like I was going to the well one too many times and not getting any sustenance, whereas I would go to New York or I would go to L.A. or Miami or wherever and be around a lot more black and brown people, and I'd be like, oh, God. And my batteries would get charged just by being around communities that were like disappearing in Seattle, and I would find that it was giving me life that I didn't know was leaving me at home. And it just got more stark.
Well, let's talk about Diverse for a second. Your fellow DJ and writer, Riz Rollins, just wrote, "The overall population of people of color in Seattle is slowly shrinking, but our voices are getting stronger." What do you think of that?
I think that's totally true because of that pressure. As people are getting pushed out, of course, people's voices are getting louder. People's voices are getting louder as all sorts of things are happening, as injustice is happening. So I'm not surprised by that. It can also be a lot to hold if you find yourself the one in the room that has to, like, amplify your voice for dire reasons, you know. It can be a lot to hold.
Larry, you said that you felt somehow tokenized in Seattle. Is that fair?
You know, I don't think Seattle necessarily tokenized me, but doing what I was doing would put me in rooms where I'd be the only person of color and the only person kind of with vested interests in the culture of people of color. And that's dope. And I'm there to rep and to put it down. But to feel like the only person, after a while, that's going to wear you down. And yeah, I feel like after a while in Seattle, if you're trying to do stuff on a real significant level, just because of the demographics in that town, you're going to be in a lot of all-white rooms. So you kind of have to decide what kind of token you want to be. And that can really wear down on you after a while. So that is something I wanted to get away from. And it's nobody's fault.
It's not?
I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's a machine, you know?
I ask because we work at that, Larry, and we're not. It's not like it's nobody's fault. We're individuals here at KUOW who make decisions, and we make an effort. It's not always obvious who we're going to talk to, and you know, just who's going to be in that room.
Sure, sure. That's absolutely right. So yeah, there is absolutely some personal responsibility that every organization and individual within it should be taking to make sure that that's not the case, and it's not the same types of people that are making these calls all the time, but that is still the lay of the land for the most part. And there is work being done, I'm sure, within your organization and all the others I've been a part of. And it's been fantastic. It just feels like I think somebody else should benefit from seeing that progress happen, because I'm a little burnt out personally. I'd rather take a knee and be in a place where it's truly a melting pot. You know what I mean?
You also have talked about feeling crusty and barnacly, and maybe that was completely yeah. about you personally, but I wondered if you feel like, you know, we all, anybody here can be start to be mossy or crusty. Should everybody leave Seattle at some point?
Well, honestly, yes, everybody should leave Seattle at some point. I don't mean they need to move away, but they definitely should get out. And I only say that because Seattle in particular seems to have this kind of snobbish about its values and its way of life and everything, and get kind of, there's kind of like a smug Northwest character. There's a smug Northwest kind of character, like, oh, the rest of the world should be like us, and I'm driving a Subaru and wearing Patagonia. And
well, why shouldn't the world, you know, rest of the world be like us?
Because the rest of the world should be like the rest of the world, and you know, we should all work together. Like, wanting it all to be one way is, you know, it's fascism. Even if it's well-intentioned, I think it's important to understand that there's different ways of getting to the goal of skinning that particular cat.
I feel like some people listening to this are going to feel like we're dumping on Seattle by talking so much about what you're leaving and why. I don't feel that way because to me, I find an immigrant story, I find somebody who picks up and moves, I find that upbeat and inspiring, even if they're leaving my town, even if I'll miss you, you know? But I feel like some people will just feel we're being downers about their home.
I don't want anybody to think that because I love Seattle. Like, I love Seattle and I'll defend it to the death. And I always have. And I was really invested in a scene of creatives in Seattle being proud of the place. And it wasn't because of me, but I was in the mix for the time when that polarity shifted and it went from people not really having that really essential, especially to hip hop, that essential pride in that soil, you know, to being completely over the top proud, almost jingoistic about Seattle, you know?
Right.
And I think that that's fantastic. Like, people have to be proud of the place. They have to, like, rep it. It's hip hop. You have to do that. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at and so forth. But where you're at and where you're from, both very important.
Well, then what's the best Seattle can be if it's going to be white and now, thanks to you, one guy whiter?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what Seattle's going to be. It's moving in a direction where it seems to be shooting straight up and really focused on tech. And there's a lot of money there, a lot of resources, and that's awesome. But I think that the people who are fighting for the cultural health of that place have to make their voices louder and dig in. And the people who are fighting to live and fighting injustices there have to be louder and dig in. But my own mental state led me to believe that I need to be in another state, at least for a while. But I'm forever going to be tied to Seattle. That's part of my heart, forever.
Larry Mazel Jr., earlier this month, after 25 years in Seattle, he moved to Los Angeles and published his farewell column in The Stranger in September. And some readers really sounded moved by it. One of them wrote, "I'm tearing up a little." One of them wrote, "Thank you for everything you did and do to lift Seattle." And another said, "Farewell, Mr. Mazel. May you always fly." We're tweeting out a link to his final My Philosophy column for The Stranger. So join us at KUOW.